Twin brothers miss their flight to Boston, found dead 24 hours later on Georgia Mountain. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 15, 2025. Twin brothers who missed their flight to Boston were reportedly found dead 24 hours later on a mountain in Georgia. The bodies of 19-year-old twins Kadir and Nazir Lewis were found at the summit of Bell Mountain in Georgia, near the North Carolina border, by a hiker on Saturday morning, according to a report by Wuxia TV. The brothers, who were found nearly 90 miles from their home in Lawrenceville, Georgia, and had been believed to be in Boston visiting friends, were reportedly shot to death. While the Georgia Bureau of Investigation initially saw the deaths as a murder-suicide, the Lewis family is disputing the findings, insisting the brothers were inseparable, had no history of conflict, and would never do this to each other. "We knew right away that wasn't true," Kadir and Nazir's aunt, Samira Bronner, told Wuxia TV. "We want answers, we want to know exactly what happened to the twins." Their uncle, Raheem Bronner, meanwhile, told the outlet that the brothers were very protective of each other. "They love each other," Raheem added. "They're like inseparable. I couldn't imagine them hurting each other because I've never seen them get into a fist fight before." The brothers, from Lawrenceville, Georgia, about 30 miles northeast of Atlanta, had a Friday 7 a.m. flight booked to Boston, but never made their flight, the family said. The following morning, the Lewis twins were found dead, with their plane ticket still in their wallets, at the peak of Bell Mountain, a place they had never even heard of, their relatives say. The 19-year-old's family is now left shocked and confused, wondering, how did they end up out in the mountains? "They don't hike out there, they've never been out there," their uncle said. "They don't know anything about Hiawassee, Georgia. They never even heard of Bell Mountain, so how did they end up right there?" The twins' aunt, Yasmin Bronner, added, "They had a huge support system. We know them. They wouldn't do anything like this. To say they did this to each other? No. Something happened in those mountains, and we want answers." The Georgia Bureau of Investigation confirmed with Wuxia TV that the autopsies have been completed, but said the agency is still waiting for additional forensic test results, as well as further investigative work before it will issue a final ruling on the men's cause of death. In the meantime, the twins' family has created a GoFundMe campaign asking for donations to help cover their funeral costs. "It was claimed that they took their own lives. My nephews wouldn't do this," Yasmin wrote in the campaign's description, adding, "They came from a family of love, and twins wanted so much for their future. They had dreams of starting their very own clothing line." Unfortunately, something happened at Bell Mountain that ended the lives of 19-year-old Kadir and Nazir, which needs to be further investigated, Yasmin said. At the time of this writing, $4,375 has been raised of the campaign's $20,000 goal. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.